Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends. Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
To Internet Boyfriends.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
And you're listening to Internet Boyfriends.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus!
Like, just fucking...
Yeah, like, I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist. Like,
it's terrible!
I'm a big fan of pickles.
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet Boyfriends.
All right, you got your questions, because that's the other thing.
Is that what we're doing first?
Oh yeah, totally. I want to get the Q&A done before there's any more incidents or any more.
There's
issues.
Not going to be any incidences unless this beer adversely affects me. Even though it's not, I checked. The penicillin has no adverse effects to alcohol, allegedly, according to science and the internet.
Yeah, well, according to whatever the hell happened last week, the tarts interacted with your stomach in a very interesting way. So.
Yes, no tarts this time. I've eaten. I've got a couple beers to drink. This is the first drink I've had since Monday, which is a long time for me. I picked up that the blonde from Ontario that Colin wanted me to compare with the left that I like, so I've got one of each of those.
That question's not on the list for this.
Yeah,
week,
I'll fill it in at some point.
Gotcha. Fair enough. So speaking of questions, I got to do the intro because already we're trying to keep this to a half an hour. I keep having that thought cutting through my mind where I'm like, we're doing half what we usually do, and we're trying to do it at a quicker pace so we can do more episodes and hopefully I wouldn't say they're better quality, but I don't know. It's just me. So, because I got a lot of feedback from the episode from last week, but I'll probably talk about that another time because we've got a lot of questions to answer, not a whole lot of time to do it in. So, welcome to Internet Boyfriends. I'm Joey, and with us is the boyfriend of boyfriends, the Alpha and the Omega boyfriend, Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
So you want to get this question started, or?
Yeah, let's get this question started.
Okay, this is the Q&A episode. If anyone, I'm putting titles on the episodes now, so hopefully people can actually understand what the hell's what. Because remember, it was like last week or the week before, I said to you, like, I really like the Christmas episode. I'm listening to it and I'm laughing at us like an asshole. And you were like, what was the Christmas episode? I don't understand. I was like, well, I don't know. It was episode 8 or 9 or something. And there's no titles on anything. So from now on, there'll be titles. So this would be called episode, I guess, 12, the Q&A episode, I think. So... Or the first Q&A episode of many, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So first question, what do you got?
From Wonder Ali, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, sexy or silly?
Oh my. Well, I'm going to go with silly because I grew up with Dudley Do Right, so that's always silly to me.
I'm going to go with sexy because I grew up with Due South, which has I'm blanking on his name.
I think we need to explain that we did this already. If
we
people
did.
Don't understand, we did this already. We did about half of these, Ryan got violently ill.
I did,
and
so. I'm gonna go with sexy because of Paul Gross in Due South, and he is the epitome of RCMP officers to me. Even though I've seen some real life ones lots of times, but. Any woman out there will recognize that he is sexy and not silly. He's got a bit of silliness to him, but he's mostly sexy.
He's a man beast.
He's a sexy, sexy man.
Sexy man. Fair enough. Is that good? Because I know last time we went off about 5 minutes on this question.
No, that's good. We got 30 minutes. Come on.
Okay. All right. Second question. Did you once have a crushing moment of disappointment when you realized that the Christopher Lloyd of Modern Family fame was not the Doc?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Did
me,
you?
No. No,
I have something to add to that, but I want to know if you had the crushing disappointment also.
No, I didn't. No. I don't think I did last week, and I don't think I do now, because I will catch up on Modern Family. I've already... All right, so I put Netflix on hold while I've been moving and everything and all the rest of that kind of stuff, so... it'll be coming back on Wednesday, so hopefully I will be getting... I'm assuming it's out on DVD now, the first season, though. I mean, it's been out for a while, so...
Yeah.
I'll fucking catch up on it.
We
anyways,
actually we own the first season, so yeah, it's definitely out on DVD.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll catch up on it.
Yeah, I've thought it was him, but from Frasier through Modern Family, and it turns out it's not. And this also happened with Joe Kelly, who's a producer or writer of some sort for How I Met Your Mother, that I thought was the writer of I Kill Giants, and may have tweeted about this at some point without actually investigating. And it turns out it's not. It's just some other Joe Kelly who doesn't write I Kill Giants. He's not involved with Ben 10. And because Joe Kelly is involved with TV, he's part of the Men of Action guys and they do Ben 10 and lots of other popular kids cartoons, which admittedly is not How I Met Your Mother is not a popular kids cartoon, but I thought they were the same person, and they're not. And I can't say I was disappointed, but I was a little disappointed. So I thought Joe Kelly's still plenty cool in my eyes, but I thought he was even cooler having worked on How I Met Your Mother, which he did not.
Gotcha. So speaking of which, we did that live blog of the Video Game Awards last night, and it was awful. That show is awful. I mean, the live blog was pretty bad, but the show was much. I think it's the best thing I can say about that is that I was my first live blog ever, and I did better than the show did. So I'm happy. I'm happy about that, and that's because I really couldn't believe that Neil Patrick Harris bombed that bad. Like, I really love him on anything. Like, I really feel like I could just sit around and just watch the guy go, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe bad writers or something. I don't know. Anyways,
I'm sure there's bad writers.
So, next question.
What color of pen do you use normally? This is from Question Master Extraordinaire Colin.
Black. I use black pens from Staples.
I use whatever's available. I don't really use them very much, so it's whatever, it's whatever I find in the drawer. The only time I use a pen is when I'm writing a check. That's about it.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. I have a stack of legal pads next to my computer. I just sit here all day. Like that's where I feel like a lot of my typos come from, the fact that I try to write and type at the same time. So I actually have my pens got discontinued from Staples, so I bought a whole fucking shit ton of the same kind of pen, and they're all black, and they all just sit here all around, and I have a bunch of legal pads and whatever else and so on and so forth. I don't know. Maybe you're just more environmentally conscious than I am.
No,
but
I just don't use them. Like, it's always a constant hunt for pens, and does this one work? Does this one not work? Oh, fuck, this one doesn't work. And then I put it back in the drawer. I come from a long line of people that just don't do it. It goes back in the drawer. And
yes,
then
all right.
Eventually you bring it out and goes, oh, fuck, this stupid pen again, and you forget, and then you remember, and it's like,
No. See, my parents were like that, and it drives me up the fucking wall. Even if I'm at someone else's house, and I use a pen, and it's clearly out of ink, I'll throw it in the garbage can, whether I get bad looks or whatever. I fucking hate it when people leave pens around that just don't fucking work. It drives me out of my mind, so
no,
pet peeve
good
of
to
mine.
Know. It's good to know.
Yeah, there you go. So next question. How do you get a blind/deaf girl to notice you from Jurassic Alien, who I assume you know?
That's Cameron Rice, host of the Cameron Rice Show.
Okay.
With the Weekly Dead, Comics Roundtable, and
I know.
The Invisible
I know
Jets cast.
That is weird that I know somebody from what they do more than I know that. I'm sure I follow him on Twitter, but I don't really – I know what he does. I've actually seen – you know, all kinds of stuff that he's done. I just, you know, fucking never made the connection. Jesus, we know a lot of people who do a lot of things.
I'll hopefully meet him next weekend in LA, but we'll see. He's waffling.
Cool.
The only way I can think of is to grope her, because you can't talk or make a notice, so she can feel touch. I guess you could fart in front of her. I don't know. If you want to do it really nicely, maybe wear very nice cologne. And she'll go, he smells good. Maybe Old Spice. I don't know.
You're a dirty man. Dirty, dirty man. Groper. What the hell kind of answer is that?
Blind and deaf. All my usual tricks don't work.
People who are deaf/blind, and the best part about this is I might sound like an asshole saying this, sound like I've researched it and everything, but I studied sign language in school, so I had to know a lot about this stuff. Or I was supposed to know a lot about this stuff, and I just do because I paid attention because it was fun. So people who are blind and deaf, and people who are just deaf really, work a lot on sound, and not the sound in the sense, like, obviously they're deaf, they can't hear it, but they can feel sound waves. So if you make a loud noise, they can feel it, and they will notice you. So there you go.
Maybe,
I don't know if that was it.
Maybe I'll learn a pickup line in Morse code so I can, like, tap it on her wrist. I don't know.
Well, I showed you how to do abortion in sign language. So
that won't help for a blind or deaf girl.
Yes, it does. You put
She's blind.
I'm serious. Listen to me. You take their if someone who is blind and deaf. I'm assuming that they
take them through the sign. Oh, okay.
Yes. See, there you go. See, the fucking education. Going to college works out for me when I'm doing podcasts. Everything else, not so much. So, next up.
Has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go want to do look more like? From Anonymous.
I think I went with yes on that one.
I'm going with no.
Okay, fair enough. So... from Comic Book Chris, it comes our next question. I'm making a grilled cheese sandwich at the moment. Do you prefer to make your grilled cheese on the stove or in a microwave?
Fuck you, Chris. There is no choice here. It's clearly only on the stove. If it's a microwave cheese, it's not a grilled cheese. You have to make a grilled cheese on a frying pan or on a grill pan or something. It is not a grilled cheese unless it is on a stove. I guess you could maybe make one on a barbecue, but no, it has to be over direct heat, not in a microwave. There's no question here.
I would know you got me craving a fucking barbecued grilled cheese sandwich. It sounds awesome.
My birthday party was a grilled cheese party. Michelle bought nice bread and 8 different kinds of fancy cheese and bacon and a sort of other things, and everyone made their own grilled cheese sandwiches. It was delicious.
Very nice. Ever since seeing there was an episode of Home Improvement.
I was, however, hungover because it was the day after we recorded the last Q&A.
yeah. Well, there's that, yeah. Going back to my thought, there was an episode of Home Improvement where they were talking about how to cook outdoors, and one of the guys took a trowel and had a sandwich, like a grilled cheese, like the bread and the cheese, and he takes the torch? I forgot the hell.
Like an acetylene torch or something?
Yeah, acetylene torch, yeah, and he was just cooking it. So anyway, my answer is...
I totally remember that one. Yeah. Those guys were awesome.
Yeah, see, those guys were awesome.
They
were
on a few times.
Yes, they were. They would sing and dance, and they had a little shtick. Kind of like us, but, you know, not as...
not as bearded? I remember them being bearded.
Yeah, we're nowhere near as bearded. I could never... I a little bit of a beard, but my answer would be with Ryan. You got to go. I would never stoop to making it a microwave. I always go right for the stove. I had... until recently, a cast iron press that I would put on top of my sandwiches because I tend to be serious about my grilled cheeses because I eat grilled cheese a lot, so I try to avoid that. I will also add in another note that I added in last week, and I was debating if I should leave it off because it is kind of crass, but I knew someone who actually made grilled cheese in a toaster. And what he would do is, he would toast the two pieces of bread, get a piece of cheese,
and as
soon as it comes out, he would slap them all together so that the toasted bread would melt the cheese and it would make this grilled cheese sandwich. However, he didn't call it grilled cheese; he called it nigga cheese. So that's what he called it. So yeah,
I forgot a lot of things that happened that night. So it's
there you go. Yeah, well, also because last time I was preparing people for it, I'm like, I'm about to say a racial slur. I'm aware of this. If you need to cover your ears, please. But I figure our viewers...
Did you just say, I'm awaring you of this?
I don't... Yeah, probably.
You just verbed that.
Dude. Yeah, I'm fucking tired.
Awaring.
Yeah. Next question.
Threesome?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait. Is this where we talk about the devil's threesome? Because you explained that to me last week, and now I
obviously know...
You've
never heard of the devil's threesome?
I've never heard of the devil's threesome.
The
Tell
devil's
me
threesome
more.
is like it's the finger cuffs from Chasing Amy. It's the Eiffel Tower. It's guy girl is called the devil's threesome, which is maybe a little homophobic. I don't know, but it's not the hot, cool, sexy threesome where it's two girls and a guy.
What's a threesome of three dudes?
A lemon party. Oh, that's only if they're old. But.
Oh, you. All right. Moving on from that, next question from Colin, Colin. If you had to move in with a new roommate, one that you've never met before, but you can choose a Twitter friend, who would it be and why? And if you fucking steal my answer from last week, I'm going to come across the internet and kick you in the balls because I am using my answer from last week again.
Okay, to be fair, I don't remember at all what your answer was last week. Like, literally,
yes.
No memory.
It's a good one.
I don't remember if I answered or not because I have a huge problem with this. I have met the vast majority of my Twitter friends at this point.
Yeah.
Like, there's some, like, I don't remember meeting Stu Clack, but technically I've met him.
And a flower pot.
And a flower pot. That was the same, roughly around the same time. JGG0610, but he's now married, so he wouldn't be a good roommate. Who haven't I met? Okay, I'm going to pass, and you go. I'm going to think about it for a second.
Okay, then this is great, because now that I know I've already blown your mind the first time when I said this, and then the second time I'm going to say it, this gets even more delicious for me. Torunaga is my pick.
Oh, Lazy Eye and Torunaga. Damn!
Because not only have I always wanted to live on their couch, but I've always wanted to be creepy Uncle Balls. It's sort of like the Mary Poppins slash
I do remember
Dr.
that.
Henry. Yeah, see, there you go. And I also made the reference to Dr. Henry Killinger, who is also the Mary Poppins. I would say I'm more Dr. Henry Killinger than Mary Poppins with my magic murder bag and so on and so forth. But yeah, I know that they would never let me live on their couch, but I would love to do that because I would totally take care of their kids, although take care would be in quotes. So
maybe I'll pick Jess Jupiter because I haven't met her, and then I can live with George, and that'd be cool.
Ah, that's a sneaky workaround. I like that. That's the best kind of answer.
There's no way tied into the previous question with a threesome, but I love Chicago, but I've met most of the Chicago people. Oh, he's married. Damn it. I'm deciding no married people for some reason.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, because I just picked a family.
I know.
So.
But, like, I would pick someone from Chicago, but, like, I've met Mandy, I've met George, I've met John, I've met Rich at this point, met Kevin.
I did not meet Kevin, so...
He was in New York, but...
okay. Oh,
damn. Yeah, I'll go with Jess, because I haven't met Jess, so that's fine.
Speaking of New York and everything, as far as I know, there might be a lot of people I met in New York that I don't connect to. According to this week, I've met a fuck ton of people I don't remember, so...
I don't remember Sam. That's depressing, because Sam's awesome.
I'm sure Sam is. I follow Sam. I enjoy Sam. He's a great dude. But I don't remember him because I really think it was Friday. And Friday, I was really nervous, and
yeah,
I took my anxiety medication. And usually, that means I'm not as sharp as I usually am. So that's what I'm blaming.
If you saw Sam, it was definitely on the. Oh no, he wasn't. We were at the same bar. But no, you definitely met him on the floor. On the floor at some point. So.
When we were over by McKelvey, we were waiting over there, and the guy told us to move. We had a big group of people. I assume he was part of them.
Possibly,
so.
Yeah.
I assume. I think it's just you, right?
Yeah, this is me. You were given a pair of steel-toed boots. You are presented with a horse and the person you despise the most, plus their whole family. The people will be killed unless you can kill the horse with only your bare hands and boots. Do you save them?
You can answer this one first, because I'm going to be going off on a huge tangent, so, with a hate burger.
I'm going to assume I don't hate the whole family. As such, I will kill the horse with my bare hands and boots. But
I don't think the
horse will go to good use, because I will give it to Joey to eat.
Well, thank you. That's a really good segue into my answer, which is that I don't think that you hate anybody enough to actually hate their family by extension. I hate I shouldn't say I actively hate people, but I just fucking I'm a big people person when I get to know them, but if I tend to take a hatred to somebody, like the opposite of taking a shine to somebody, I would whatever, I'll let the horse. Because horses are assholes, so I'd let the horse kill their family, and then I would try to, once the horse was nice and tenderized, because like I'm assuming they'd be fighting back, so they'd like tenderize the horse for me, and they'd soften him up, and then I'd just kind of come over and just kind of kick him over and, you know, whatever, and I have a dead horse, dead enemy, dead family. And then I could eat a delicious horse burger, which is something I've always wanted. I don't remember when last I was talking about the hate burger, but I've always really wanted to have a burger of pure hatred, because it'd be the most delicious thing ever. Because I really hate horses. I hate the Canada Goose, and I'm really not fond of goats. So I would have a horse burger with goose bacon on top of it and goat cheese. Because not that I hate a goat enough to kill one, but I would totally steal their cheese. So
goat cheese.
There you go. Yeah, goat cheese is delicious. There you go.
Goat is delicious too. I've only had goat once, but it was good.
Anytime anyone ever offers me meat, I always try to take it. So,
what's the most exotic meat you've eaten?
Caribou. I can answer that because it is the best meat I've ever eaten.
Really?
Caribou meat is my favorite meat in the world.
I have to look for caribou. Oh, I might have had that in a hot dog.
It is. Oh, you are. I had caribou steak. It was fantastic. It was the best. Oh, it was so wonderful. Also, next question. We all know. Oh, this is from Dr. Teeth. So I'm assuming it's from Dr. Teeth because he asked us something on Twitter and then he quickly asked questions. So I'm going to attribute this to Dr. Teeth. So Dr. Teeth asks, we all know even the best internet relationships have some moments of friction. What is one thing that you like the other does not?
I'm going to go with melodramatic television shows. I watch Grey's Anatomy and love it every week. Joey does not. Other than that, it's a very hard question because he likes a lot of the stuff I like.
Yeah, so, I tend to get most of the stuff I like from you. Yeah. So I really don't think a whole lot goes the other way because there's really nothing that
exposed me to Dropkick. You exposed me to Glitch Mob and other sort of similar electronica stuff.
Yeah, well, music I try to stay ahead of the curve, and because I don't really listen to a lot of like top 20, top 50, whatever. I don't listen to a lot of popular music, so yeah, with music. Movies, kind of. I'm going to be getting better with it because obviously I got more time on my hands now. I can watch more movies and shit or whatever, but like TV, never. You're always on top of that stuff before I am, so. But, I got to answer the question.
Yeah.
Mine would be war movies specifically because I know war TV shows and war, like miniseries because you watched, you didn't watch Band of Brothers, did you?
Nope. I've seen Generation Kill though.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think war movies is very specific. You really don't like war movies, so
it's not that I don't like them. I have no interest in them. Like it takes them to be a like I've seen Inglourious Bastards and I've seen Schindler's List is technically a war movie. They're both technically war movies, but I've never seen Saving Private Ryan or The Thin Red Line or The Pacific or Band of Brothers, and I have no. I'm going to eventually see Band of Brothers in the Pacific. And probably Saving Private Ryan because they've been played up so much since then.
But I would say you would like Pacific. Out of all those, I think you'd like the Pacific the most because it's very character driven.
Okay.
Because obviously it's based on real life. I mean, obviously a couple of the things we said are based on real life or they're somewhat related to something that's in reality. But specifically that one, it's based on actual people. And I know a lot of people didn't like the Pacific. I haven't finished it yet, but I love the Pacific so far because I really, really enjoy seeing one man's journey through a war. And then, and then they throw another guy to kind of, whenever something's kind of dragging, they throw in other people too and so on and so forth. So there's that. Next question.
Can we group your names together and call you RJ? And combine your Twitter names together and call you Go Balls? Colin, also, if you were in How I Met Your Mother, it would be Brosif Goballs.
You're not supposed to read the whole thing. What? I thought we covered this last week. That was my little...
Oh, that was your addendum? It happened last week, I don't remember it.
That was my addendum.
To
Colin, yes, if we were on How I Met Your Mother, I think that we would be called Brosif Goballs.
Which would be awesome.
But
I approve of.
But RJ, no, and Goballs, not really.
RJ are my actual initials because my middle name is James, so that doesn't work.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I'm JM. I got no R at all. So, but I've been having enough problems with Twitter names this week. I really don't need to have another. I don't need to have a joint account with you with that. Oh Jesus. All right. We got another one from Colin. Colin asks, what is the most effective pickup line you have in your arsenal?
I don't have any.
Me neither. I don't use pickup lines. In fact, it's been really funny. I actually, a long time ago, I signed up for an internet dating website and I used it a little bit and then I just kind of left the account. So after Rachel and I broke up, I went back to it to kind of see like, hey, have they made any sort of change? They're like, not that I'm interested in dating anybody because I'm not. But I went back because a friend of ours has a profile there. So I try to like kind of, I'm not spying on the dude, but I'm trying to like see if I can kind of be his internet wingman a little bit. And he's not really taken to the idea right now, as far as I can tell. So whatever. But
now I'm curious who you're talking about.
What?
Now are you allowed to say who you're talking about?
Yeah, I think Justin. You met Justin.
I met Justin briefly. I don't think we shared more than a word of greeting to each other because he was very quiet. But I met Justin briefly.
He's a quiet dude, and I've been trying to kind of see if I can work in some sort of way of being his internet wingman, because I really couldn't give a shit. But that's the problem is that I'm not a very good wingman because I don't have any sort of pickup lines. Like, pretty much, even we went to me and a buddy Timmy went to a restaurant not too long ago, and one of the waitresses. Okay, so anyways, at Outback, like the week before, somebody was hitting on Tim. Tim's a very good looking guy. He's very built. Like, he's a very fit, you know, good looking dude.
No, is Tim who I met when Mandy and Michelle and I stayed at your place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Tim. So Tim is an attractive young man, and he was getting. He thinks that the waitress was hitting on him, but he couldn't figure it out. So about, a week after that, we went to another restaurant, and we had an attractive young waitress. So while she came over, she said, hey, you guys need anything? I immediately just said, hey, I'm going to ask her about that thing. And he's like, no, don't do that. So I'm like, no, I have to. So I chatted up the waitress for a little bit and said, like, hey, you know, if you found somebody attractive, would you hit on them? Because I know that basically with waitresses, I would never hit on a waitress because I feel like it's just shitty. You know, like, it's their job to be there, and I really don't think I would ever be able to gauge if they were hitting on me or not because it's their fucking job. They're trying to get a tip. You know, they're trying to, you know, provide good service, so I wouldn't be shitty about that. But then again, she was like, well, you know, sometimes I try to be extra nice to them and so on and so forth. And then she proceeded to be a little bit extra nice to us. So then I was kind of like, is this girl, like, you know, reciprocating in some way? I don't know, but not that it matters for me. But at least for Timmy, I could have been like, hey, Tim, go hang out with Amy, the waitress. But yeah, I don't have any. It's long story short, I don't have any pickup lines. I'm not that smooth. I'm the guy who just walks up to a girl and goes, hey, it's me. Hello.
Sorry, Colin, we can't help you there.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I will do that if you want. If I'm ever out with Colin, I'll totally be his wingman. Just walk over to a group of girls and be like, I'm a functional retard, but my brother over there, he is fucking sharp, let me tell you. He is a good-looking man.
So, have you met Colin?
I couldn't even do that. I'm not that smooth. I think I would walk over and just ramble for half an hour, and they'd be like, all right, let's fucking see this asshole. I'll bring him out of here, because we're sick of talking to you. So, anyways, next question.
Modern neuroscience suggests that all our actions and decisions are merely machinations of a predetermined universe and that the concept of free will is not but a comforting illusion. Do you agree or do you agree?
For a second there, I thought you fucking messed up the question.
I just went on FormSpring and double-checked that that's what it said.
Okay. Well, I guess it's that we agree. I guess it's... I agree for the latter agree.
I agree, but I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm very anti-determinism.
Yeah, I'm pretty big on free will, but I think that individuals have free will. I still believe in the Harry Seldon long-term, like, no public entity, no large group, like a planet doesn't have free will. Like, basically the planet's going to do whatever it's going to do. Like, our whole civilization's going to kind of just – we have I studied economics and everything, so I know we have cycles and things like that. And things can be – once science gets to the point where we can predict these things, I really do feel like long-term we're going to be very predictable. But on a, you know, person-to-person level, free will, I'm all for that, and I believe in it and freedom and so on and so forth. Yay, freedom. So – is that enough?
Now you just put that George Michael song in my head.
What's George Michael? See, I don't know much George Michael.
Freedom 90, specifically.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I know George Michael more from jerking off in bathrooms.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. Next question, again from Colin.
Fuck.
If you could force your IBF to watch one movie he hasn't seen, what would it be and why?
I honestly don't know what movies you haven't seen that I've seen that I would encourage you to watch. You might have a list of things I've suggested to you. Pick one.
I don't remember. So, have you seen Boondock Saints?
Yes.
Fuck. That was gonna be my one because I think you have to be forced to watch Boondock Saints, but it is a kind of a funny movie. So it's that's right. You've seen the sequel because
I haven't yet. But it's either on my PVR or will be shortly.
There you go. Then that's my fucking choice right there, is the sequel, because you really need to be forced to watch the sequel to Boondock Saints. It is nowhere near as good as the first one is a cult classic, mm-hmm. in the sense that a cult classic really isn't a good movie that deserves attention.
Yeah.
And I know that people might argue with that, but I think in the case of Boondock Saints, it is. It really is. That movie is not really that – it's an okay movie, but it gets really a lot better when you watch it with friends and in a group and things like that. So, and the second one is it's a mess. So
I have to watch it, though, because I did enjoy the first one, and I need to see how bad it is.
And Julie Benz, right? So yeah,
and Julie Benz.
And Julie Benz
does it have Willem Dafoe in drag again?
I can't answer that question.
Oh, fuck.
So,
okay.
No, it doesn't have in drag, and I can't really go too much more into detail for any particular reason. But I will say that Julie Benz gives the best line delivery and the best line in the history of cinema, which is that I'm so fucking smart, I make fucking smart people look retarded, I think is the line. So,
oh, I know. I need to see this movie.
It is.
I need to see her say this movie, say that line.
Yeah.
Because that's.
I know
her well. I've seen her in so many things at this point. I can see her saying this, and it's delightful.
It is. She's a delightful woman, yes. So, I don't know, Colin. I wish we had a better answer on Ryan's part. I really don't remember anything he's recommended to me. So, it would probably be something art house.
Have you seen Love Actually?
I have not seen Love Actually. Hold on. That's another fucking... God damn it. I have too many stories related to all these fucking questions. I have seen 1/4 of Love Actually because when I was 18 or 19, my first girl that I was going out with ever decided to take me on a picnic. And because I was an asshole back then, I didn't understand that when people do nice things for you, like you know, and we discussed this last time,
yeah.
I have fucking problems. And I didn't grow up in the best environment at all, you know, when it comes to like dealing with social interaction and so on and so forth. So at 18, 19, I had no idea how to deal with women whatsoever. I tried really hard to be like, I want to have a girlfriend and learn more about this stuff. And I sent out a public apology right here now to anybody I dated ever, pretty much, you know, including Rachel. I made a lot of mistakes with that relationship too. And I'm learning. I think the difference is that I'm learning now. Post Rachel is like, once I started dating Rachel, I was like, holy shit, you know, I got to start looking more at myself and stop being such a shitbag all the time, you know. But anyways, when I was 18 and I dated a girl, she took me on a picnic and she brought her laptop along, and I guess I bought her Love Actually on DVD because it's a pretty old movie. I'm not saying old, I'm saying like it's 2002, I would assume, right? 2003,
something like that. 2003.
Yeah, so I guess it just came out on DVD. I bought her the movie. I sent it to her, and I said, hey, we went to different colleges, so I sent her it through the mail. I said, here you go. I really hope you like it, so on and so forth. So we were laying down on a blanket and watching this movie on a picnic. It was really romantic, really nice, and all of a sudden, I just got up and I was like, I can't do this anymore halfway through the movie. Like, I'm not like this. I'm not a romantic guy. Like, I'm, you know, I'm dark and I've got, you know, fucking needs. And so I don't even know what the hell I was saying. I was such a fucking jackass.
All right, so we have an answer to this question. You have to watch Love Actually. I don't even think you're going to like it, but you have to watch the movie.
I think I would like it because I remember I looking back on it, I did like the movie, and I probably would have kept watching the movie if she wasn't there.
Okay.
But that's the thing. I don't think I would watch the movie simply because I'm a nervous guy, and I would sit there watching that movie and just be like, why am I such a fucking asshole? Why did I do that to that girl? Like, fuck, why am I such a jerk off? Jesus Christ. Fucking Jesus. So that's the story of a lot of things. I have a lot of media in my life where I just ignore it completely because it's related to something where there's a lot of tension and nervousness related to it. Like The Office. I can't watch The Office at all because I'm a fucking nervous wreck when I watch The Office. So
they've toned down a lot of that awkward humor in The Office lately, I find.
But it's good. I mean,
I know. It's one of the reasons I'm not liking it as much anymore. But
yeah. Well, I'm sure everyone's got their reasons for not liking it anymore. I'm hearing a lot. So, anyways, I guess next question is you or me.
You.
I lost track of that. I'm rambling too much.
It is you.
Okay, what is your biggest guilty pleasure in terms of media?
Oh, no, that might have been me. Oh, well, whatever. What the fuck? No, it's you.
Whatever.
I don't have any. I don't believe in guilty pleasures. If I enjoy something, I'm enjoying it unironically. I don't give a shit. I watch Grey's Anatomy, I watch Parapatis, I have the Lady Gaga album, I enjoy them all, I don't give a shit.
That's a good answer. I was trying to think of a really sharp response to that, but that's pretty spot on. That's what I would what I should have said. But my answer is the Gears of War novelizations, the video game. Yeah, it's written by Karen Travis, and she's a really good writer, and I really like her a lot. And I wish that she would do more stuff on her own, so I wouldn't have to read about Gears of War, but. For now, I'm happy with it. I like the Gears of War games. I like the Gears of War books. And I'm completely embarrassed to say that I read a book based on a video game. So I'll read a comic book based on a video game and not even think twice about it because I think the medium, you know, the media are close to one another. But I don't think that reading out about 300 pages about Marcus Fenix chainsawing somebody in half is something I want everyone to know about. So
I read all three Myst novels.
Yeah, but that's kind of respectable. Like that's you know.
I don't know. I liked them, but I can't say they were good.
All right, but, fair enough.
I don't feel guilty about it. No, whatever. I don't care. Next question. Would you ever find yourself at a punk or metal show and be jamming in a mosh pit? From Comic Book Chris.
Well, I think my answer is obvious. So, what about you?
I've never been to a punk show. I've been to one metal show, and I probably won't be to many more because I'm really not a huge fan of either genres of music.
You would totally go see Dropkick in concert. So.
Yes, I would definitely see Dropkick in concert. I don't know if I'd be in the pit.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be in the pit or not.
I guess. Now that I'm starting to think about it, Chris probably doesn't know me, so it's kind of really arrogant for me to be like, well, that's an obvious answer for me. So to be less of a douchebag, I would say yes. Not only do I say yes to that still, I'm 26 now. I did it when I was younger. I will do it when I'm older. I will be that – I think I will cut it off before I become the creepy old guy in the pit, but I definitely – I love to go to shows. I love to go to punk shows specifically. And I really love Dropkick Murphys and pretty much anything punk at all. Bad Religion, I would love to go see. I haven't seen them. And I know I'm rambling enough as it is, so I'm not going to go off more band names. But yeah, totally. Fuck it. 100%. You can count on me being there, Chris. So.
We might see each other at a show in New York sometime.
Is Chris from New York?
Yep.
Well, I might have seen him already for all I fucking know because I see all my punk shows. I
don't think you met Chris. Although he was
no, at the saying like I might have been at the same concert he's been in the past because I've been going to fucking shows in New York since 2002.
Okay,
so 2003 I think. So yeah, I mean not so much lately, but let's put it this way: if he's ever there's a band called Electric Six. If he's ever been to one of those concerts, I've been there because I've seen pretty much every Electric Six concert that's happened in either Hoboken or New York because I love Electric Six. And I'm that asshole that's gone to see them in Hoboken, which is to people who don't understand, Hoboken is right across the river in Jersey from New York City, so like it's really fucking close. I'll go see a show one night, and then the next night I'll just go across the river to go see them again in New York. So. I'm that kind of guy. I really like that band a lot. So, and they're different than what I usually listen to, and they're different than the concerts I usually go to. So I tend to like them a lot. Rasputina too. I've done that with Rasputina. I think once or twice. So, anyways, so I guess this is me now.
Yeah.
Now that we've switched. Okay. When making an omelet, what do you put in it, Colin? Colin, I would say that I try to put peppers and onions and cheese and some sort of meat in mine, and possibly salsa if possible. I like to do like a Mexican style omelet when possible.
I would be purely meat and cheese. I'm a little down on vegetables in general. Although I'm coming around. Historically, I'm a purely vegetables as a side dish, and even then, like. Broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, corn, green beans, and that's about it in terms of the vegetables I would eat. Now
I wouldn't recommend broccoli in an omelet.
No. I wouldn't either. But I'm coming around on that. I used to literally not be able to eat onions. Like physically was unable to do so. I would gag every time I encountered one, and now I'm getting over that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm getting over that because Mexican food's delicious.
And I forgot about that, yeah.
Lots of food is delicious on Incident, and I'm tired of not being able to eat it because it's kind of an Incident, so I'm getting over that. Mushrooms are still a bit of a problem, but onions...
Well...
Onions, I have... I still don't like them, but they are no longer a prohibitive food for me, which is... It took me 29 years to do so, but they no longer prevent me from eating food, which is a huge improvement in my life, quality of life, because I love Mexican food.
Well, I mushrooms I can't blame you on, because I love I shouldn't say I love mushrooms. I like mushrooms, and for me they were an acquired taste. I hated them when I was younger. I like them now as an adult, and they're all right. And they're weird, and they're a fungus. So,
it's a texture thing for me. Like, it's most of my problems are texture thing, not flavors, because I'll drink anything, but and there's no texture to alcohol. But it's when it comes to food that's textures that screw me up more than anything.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah. So, next thing.
Die Hard. Great Christmas movie or greatest Christmas movie?
I gotta go with greatest Christmas movie, because I watched that. I think that Die Hard is the only Christmas movie that I really like to watch as a habit every year. So,
it is.
That's my...
For me, definitely not the greatest Christmas movie. I think I've seen Die Hard once, and I don't know
oh,
it well.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know it well. I'm sure I've seen it, though, so I can't... I remember it being good, so I will say great Christmas movie. But I would definitely put in... I would definitely put in Love Actually before it. I would probably put in Bad Santa before it. I've never seen A Christmas Story, but I'm going to hopefully this year. Love Actually and Bad Santa are my two right now.
I would say top three for me would be Die Hard, Bad Santa, and A Christmas Story. Okay. So, yeah.
Oh, Bad Santa made me laugh.
Bad Santa is a good movie, and I know that it's more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard. I think most people would argue, but I still really I'm a big Die Hard fan because it was one of the. I don't have a lot of memories from when I was a kid, but I do have the memory of me and my dad watching Die Hard. Yeah. So that's there's that. So next question is actually, can you take this one? Cause I don't know how to say that word really too well.
Joey once elucidated the grammatical nuances of superheroes, Captain's America, etc. This is apparently from a long time listener. So what's an individual member of the X-Men called? X-Man.
X-Person, if you want to be more politically correct.
No, it's an X-Man.
Technically, it would be Captain America's in fuck like Marvel is not always
no,
right
I know,
when it comes
but
to these things.
Emma Frost is an X-Man. Emma Frost, like if Jean Grey were alive, she'd be an X-Man. I'm not saying that in a she is an X person. She's an X-Man. They're the X-Men.
But you also bring up the problem of there's a character named X-Man as well. So
I'm partial
to X people.
No,
I'm partial to X people.
You're just being a pain in the ass.
Yes, I am, but I'm partial to it. I'm the person who said Captain's America. So
true.
I think I'm allowed to say X people.
What's the
right?
plural of iPod Touch?
It would be iPod's Touch, yeah. Because it's an iPod that's and don't even get me fucking started about people who... I really don't like it when people write about iPods in a professional, publication, and they write lowercase I, capital P. Because you wouldn't put a fucking star in the Macy's fucking brand name, so why you fucking, you know... I don't understand it. Why would you fucking kowtow to Apple? I think kowtow is the right word to use there, but whatever. Why would you fucking blow Apple and do that? It looks fucking stupid. It's their idea. It's their fucking brand name. Fucking don't do that. You know, anything like iRobot or iPod or anything with the lowercase I always try to go capital I, and people fucking hate on me for it because they're like, that's not how you put it. It's not the way it's spelled. Like, if I'm starting a sentence with it, it's fucking capital, all right? So
I do the lowercase, but I would never complain about anyone not doing the lowercase.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a little bit different, too, because if I have to write it in any sort of professional setting, I would never fucking want to do it, and I know that people would argue, but whatever. Anyways, do you think – another one from Quizmaster / Question Master. I like calling him Quizmaster because there's Billy Quizmaster.
Yeah,
Yeah. So.
Oh, Venture Brothers.
Yeah, another one from Colin. Do you think you guys will know each other for another decade after this one?
Hopefully.
Yeah, of course. If we're around, I mean, like, I don't understand why we would. I don't intend on, like, just fucking disappearing anytime soon, so.
Barring the 2012 apocalypse?
Well, yeah, if the giant space lizard comes back and destroys us all, it's a little bit different. But, yeah, if we're around in 10 years, I'm assuming we're going to still be good friends, so. Better friends than we are now, in fact. At least, I hope. So.
Hopefully see each other more often than we do now.
Oh, I fucking hope so, yeah. So, next question.
What's the single most disappointing moment in your life as a comic reader? Bad plot turn, cancellation, mismatch of a good/bad writing/art, etc.
You want to take this one first, or should I?
I'll go first. Salvador LaRocca on Invincible Iron Man. He sucks.
That is specific. That's the worst?
Right? It's honestly, it's fresh in my head, and I'm pretty forgiving for plot twists and stuff, but... He doesn't fully suck. He does very good technology, which is important for an Iron Man book. But
yes.
Whenever you see their faces, it's like, oh, there's Sawyer from Lost. Oh, look, there's Nicole Kidman. Oh, look, there's so-and-so. And his storytelling is not good. But Fraction is writing a really good story. So it kills me. I'm like, ah! Normally I would just have dropped it, but he's writing such a good story. I'm probably going to drop it anyway, but... I think Iron Man 500 is my last issue of the run. Sorry.
Okay.
Right. But I can't. He's garbage. It's not garbage. I feel bad saying this because it's his style. It's his art. I know people like it.
Wait. Okay. He asked for what is the single most disappointing moment in your life, and you're just shitting all over this guy. Like it's
and I'm saying I feel I'm saying I feel bad about that because it's I'm sure he's the dude's trying to make a living. He's doing what he like, but it's I don't like it. It's not for me.
But he needs to find a new living.
The worst is that they're so recognizable as the actors they're taken from.
Yes.
It pulls me right at, like, oh, look, it's, like I said, Sawyer. It's Sawyer. That's who it is.
Yeah.
And it pulls me right out. I'm like, ugh. And there's so often I'm just confused with what's going on. I'm like, why are these rockets shaped like penises? I don't understand. Anyway, I'm not a fan. I'm being meaner than I would like to be, but I'm not a fan.
Fair enough. Hey, it's your answer. My answer would be the period in time in which it's the whole DC timeline where Bane broke Batman's back and Superman was dead and then he went to heaven and then he came back and all the rest
kid
of
went and got him.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Pa Kent goes into heaven and fights him off with, you know, his M16 from Vietnam or whatever it was. Yeah, I remember that all too well because that whole period in time was the single most disappointing time in my life when it came to comic books because I grew up loving comic books, absolutely fucking loving comic books, and I really thought that, like, Stan Lee and all these guys that I was reading, you know, I wasn't even reading Stan Lee at that time. I don't even think Stan Lee was writing fucking comics in the 90s, if I remember correctly, or at least not for Marvel. He and anything with DC, I thought that there were gods out there that were, you know, really just like someone in the clouds just writing all this shit down and drawing and then handing it down to us, you know, stupid humans on Earth. And then we were, you know, I as a child was reading this. I was about somewhere between 10 and 11, I think, in that time. In my mind's eye, I'm 10 and 11 in that time. And I really started to get disillusioned with the whole comic books thing. And it wasn't until – it was basically whenever that started to end and they kind of were like, hey, fucking John Paul whatever is going to be the other Batman now. And, like, this is the way Batman's going to go forever now. And, oh, wait, no, Bruce Wayne's back. And, like, all that kind of shit. I just remember reading that as a kid and going, this is bullshit. I could do better and I'm fucking 11 years old, all right? This is fucking crap. Why are they doing – and they're doing this with 16 different covers, so I have to deal with buying all these different things because they're collector's items, whatever else. That right there was the single most disappointing time of my life. It killed comics for me until I was 17, 18 years old, until I picked up Transmetropolitan and Why the Last Man and all the rest of that kind of stuff. But actually, I think Why the Last Man was later, but I specifically remember Midnight Nation was the first... Well, yeah, a couple years later, yeah. Midnight Nation was the first book I think I picked up when I really had gotten back into comics, and I think that was even later when I was, like, 19. But, like, 17, I because I was looking through my actual issues, and I have something from, like, 2000, 2001, somewhere around there. So that would probably be, like, I was 16, 17. So it was around there I started to pick them up, and then I really started, like, get into comics again by reading stuff from Vertigo. So Vertigo, you know, was the single best time in my life discovering Vertigo when I was 17, 18 years old. So,
cool.
Yeah. I'm rambling way too much. Next I gotta question. To get more back. I gotta get back on point. Yeah.
We're question. Almost done, so.
Yeah, we are. Wait, is this me or you? I'm getting.
I don't remember.
Like
anymore.
I said, I'm rambling
Go
too much.
For it.
Okay, well, if you could select the theme song to play whenever the other IBF entered the room anywhere, what would it be? Joey is not allowed to choose any Rush for Ryan.
I appreciate whoever said
anyway.
That.
Yeah, no, I totally wouldn't. Yeah, I love the question, but I totally would not choose Rush for you, even as like a ha-ha, he's Canadian. Because I know, as soon as I heard the question, I knew exactly what my answer was going to be. So what's yours?
It's I'm debating between two songs from Dropkick Murphy's Blackout. Either Bastards on Parade or Fields of Athenry.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
Leading towards Fields of Athenry.
I like that song quite a bit. I have that song and its live version and everything. I love that song quite a bit. So thank you, sir. And my choice for you would be, I believe it's Curtis Mayfield, Pusher Man.
Nice. Would be... Yes. I win.
See, as soon as I read that question, I was like, I'm your Pusher Man. Like that, I knew exactly what it was going to be. I'm fairly sure that's Curtis Mayfield. I'm not really up on my Curtis Mayfield, but I'm pretty sure. That's
I know exactly the song you're talking about. Whoever it is, it's an awesome song.
I think it's Curtis Mayfield. I'm willing to put that out there. That's Curtis Mayfield. So, anyways, next question.
Yep, it's Curtis Mayfield. Last question, almost the last question. Was it Ryan and why is it Ryan and Joey and not Joey and Ryan from Colin?
Quizmaster Colin. That's because I wrote it.
Yeah, I knew that's why.
Yeah.
Joey refuses to put himself first. If I'd wrote
I
would have put Joey and Ryan.
I have never worked on anything in my life where I put in my adult life that I can remember, I've never put myself first. I've never taken top billing on anything because I don't want to. I believe that this is more collaborative than anything else, and I would not want to take the top fucking billing on that, especially considering I fucking wrote it. It's bad enough that I taint it with my writing. So Ryan and Joey now and forever.
And so. Finally, the question is not actually on the list. Colin asked, Innocent Gun Blonde or Left Blonde? I've just finished a bottle of each, and I'm going with Left Blonde. It's just got more character to it. I like it more.
Fair enough. I guess then I'll take the last question, which is, so was it good for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm willing to put it out there that, yes, it was good for me, but I'm ultimately more concerned about was it good for the listeners, because I felt like I rambled on way too much this time. I gotta get on the ball of being more rapid-fire when answering questions. So, anyways, to wrap it up, thank you for listening to our Q&A episode. This is another episode of Internet Boyfriends. I'm Joey. And Ryan?
I'm Ryan. Okay. Well, I'm at Gobo on Twitter, and Joey is usually at Mr. Balls on Twitter.
Yes. Yeah. I will be now and forever Mr. Balls. The other thing is just a temporary. Well, we'll see. But I will always be Mr. Balls on Twitter. I still don't know how to end these things. That's why. So we love you all. Thanks for listening. See you next week, I guess.
Take care.
So, see ya.